You put in some quarters. The hulking machine lights up. Plunge the silver ball onto the board. Try to score as many points as you can, using flippers on each side to keep the ball in play without losing it down the middle. That's what most people know about pinball. It's fun. But what you may not know is that pinball as we know it has been around since the early 1930s. Also, because of gambling laws, it was actually illegal in a lot of major cities through the 70s. And it's not just some game of chance.
I am currently ranked number 2 out of approximately 22,000 players in the world.
Zach Sharp is what you would call a pinball wizard. He and his brother Josh Sharp, who live in Chicago, were raised on the game. Their father, Roger Sharp, is a pinball designer and is idolized in the pinball world. Roger Sharp testified before the New York City Council in 1976, calling his shots with a Babe Ruth-esque style to prove that pinball is, in fact, a game of skill.
Like, our dad saved pinball. Ever since I was a young boy, I
played the silver ball. With its legalization and newer technology, pinball took off with arcades in the 80s and 90s all around the country. Zach and Josh Sharp competed through their teens and into adulthood in various tournaments, but they wanted to take pinball competitions to the next level.
There was no kind of end goal. There was no, like, umbrella of trying to achieve something outside of just a one tournament.
So in 2005, they took over the once defunct IFPA, the International Flipper Pinball Association, and started a professional ranking system for players. Zach Sharp says at the time when they relaunched, there were only 50 events annually and 500 players ranked worldwide.
If you flash forward to today, there are actually over 1,600 events with 22,000 players ranked. And it just keeps increasing up every year.
The increase isn't just seen in the typical pinball hotspots like Seattle, Portland, Chicago, Denver, places on the West Coast.
3 or 4 years ago, I couldn't even tell you one tournament in Kansas, and, you know, now there's dozens.
And that has a lot to do with bar owner Artie Scholes, who's from Kansas City.
It's a grassroots movement in the fact that there's only a few people that are trying to bring it back, especially in Kansas City. You know, and it's gaining popularity, so I don't think it's all for naught.
Scholes played a lot of pinball growing up. He credits the dwindling local pinball population of the past 15 years to bar owners and vendors not wanting to deal with all the upkeep of the complicated machines. When he opened his bar, the 403 Club in Kansas City, Kansas in 2011, he wanted to make it a pinball destination.
It's unusual to see a bank of pinball machines in the Midwest anywhere.
Marion Richards is here at the 403 for a tournament with his two kids, ages 8 and 9, who are also playing. They rotate between the 7 different machines, the Twilight Zone, AC/DC, a Wizard of Oz machine from the New Jersey Jack pinball manufacturer. Piles of quarters and drinks fill the tables. Every week since the 403 opened in 2011, the narrow bar tucked away in Strawberry Hill has hosted open tournaments. It's like an NCAA bracket style with double elimination rounds. They attract all levels of players.
You played that one?
No.
Between the machines and the people, the small bar fills up quickly. In fact, Scholes is moving to a new, bigger location, less than a mile away, to house more machines.
I know I'll have 8 there. I hope to find room for 10. But I can't remove all the people space.
During the tournaments, there's a small buy-in, but players don't come for the prize money. It's about the high score, solving the puzzle, keeping the ball in play, practice. The bar is also IFPA sanctioned and hosts tournaments that add to players' international rankings.
I'm kind of a point whore, so I like to try to win as much as I can and increase my ranking, but, you know, I'm here to have fun.
Phil Crittlebaugh is ranked 194th in the world and leads in Kansas State rankings. He's playing against Bailey DeLaurier, who's been into pinball for just over a year, ranked 3,066th. She just barely made it into the top 16 for Kansas.
And there are actual techniques and ways to, like, trap the ball, so the ways to control the ball that I had no idea about before I started playing.
One tip she gave me, a common novice mistake, don't put both the flippers up at the same time. It just makes a bigger possible hole for the ball to go down. The top 16 players in Kansas will compete at the 403 Club this Saturday in the first ever IFPA Kansas State Championship. All 28 participating states across the country will also be competing on this day. The Missouri tournament is in St. Louis at the Silver Ballroom. Winners this weekend will go on to represent their state nationally this May. Suzanne Hogan, KCUR News.